Just two very simple he'oros in the Ralbag. He talks about the mabul. So he says that the Torah teaches us that when Hashem does mifsim, he does them in the way that's most compatible with the teva. He doesn't want to go too far, any further out of teva than necessary. And therefore he explains that's the way the mabul happened, in such a way that it took advantage as much as possible of the teva to create this miraculous situation. And then he explains, if you go in the middle, because we... That's how it was removed, through a ruach, which is, that's a normal, somewhat, at least into teva. The arrangement, the natural arrangements that exist in everything that exists in this world, samu Hashem yisala b'yoyser sholem, he created the world with the teva, which is the most sholem, the most perfect that's possible. In other words, the teva of the world is the most perfect that's possible. And therefore, when he has a hechruch, mitzad hashgocha, he has to do nisim, whether it was a mabul, whether it was a mitzrayim, whatever it was, inemin haroi she yisrachik mimenu Hashem yisala hayoyser me'at she'efsha. Since the teva is perfect, this is the perfection with which Hashem created the world, it's appropriate that if you have to be mishana the teva, you should do it in the smallest way possible. L'zeh lo yosa Hashem yisala elu ha'mevsim kim besibus she'yeh bohem yoyser me'at mehazorus etzel ha'teva. Therefore, the mevsim that he made, he did it in a way that should be least as possible violation or strange to the teva. To keep the teva, since it was created, since it was created perfectly, so it's habiyoyser sholem shebeponim she'efsher boy, that's his loshon, the most possible perfection. So memela, he wants the deviation from the teva, even when the hashkocha has to do miracles, but in the smallest way possible. And then he goes on, this continues, with Divrei Nevi'im, and this is hepech mima sheyachshu hascholim. Foolish people think the opposite. Me'amoin anshei toraseinu, even from anshei toraseinu, ki heim yishtadlu levayer divrei hamoivsim, bo'even sheyeh ben bon, I guess it means, min hazoras hayoyser etzel ha'teva. They want to explain moivsim hashkocha protis in the most opposite of teva, the greatest hipucha teva, rather than the teva is there, and this is just a slight shinui from the teva. They think they are elevating Hashem this way. Ah, look at what Hashem did. Look at the nisim. Look at the askor chaprotis. Such a shinui hateva. He says, it's not enough that this isn't an elevation of Hashem. It's a chisorin in Hashem that they make. Behem lo yisharu, and they didn't realize this. Zemavur ma'od l'mayim b'zeh ha'sipur. You can learn that from this sipur, like the way he explained it. So it seems to say that that even when Hashem does nisim, hashkocha protis, he wants to keep it in line with the teva, because the teva is perfect. And people think, oh no, this is, look what we see, such a magnitude of hashkocha protis, such a shinui ateva. He says, that's bad. You think you're elevating the greatness of Hashem in the world? You're reducing it, because the teva was perfect. It seems that there's an inyan that a person has to be very careful, that when we look at things in the world, we have to realize that Hashem's creation, the teva that he created, was perfect. And if we, the more that we veer, the more that we understand the shinui hateva as veering from the actual teva that Hashem created, the more in the sachakol we're reducing our appreciation of Hashem rather than increasing it. Shinui hateva, I see with my eyes, I see such nisim, I see Ashkocha Protis, I see the Mabul, I see Priyas Yamsuf, I see the Makas in Mitzrayim, I see the Mon in the Midbar, I see things that happen to us. Wow, Shini Ateva, the more I see Shini Ateva, the more I think I see the Yad Hashem. The Yad Hashem has to be seen in its perfection. The way Hashem created the world, He runs the world perfectly. And even the slightest shinui, any further shinui than absolutely necessary in understanding the Ashkocha Protis is memayit Hashem, is a chesorin in Hashem. You're mevaza Hashem. You're detracting from the perfection of the world He created. So we have to keep this idea in mind of we have to see the perfection in the world that Hashem created, and sometimes by seeing Hashem more the way we see it, because I see this in front of my eyes, I see Kriyas Yamsuf, I see all the miracles, but in reality, even though we think that way, it's foolishness, he says. Mayanshe Torasenu that think that way, but it's foolishness. Because ultimately we have to see the perfection of Hashem in the Bria, and every Shinui should be in the minimal way. That's one idea. Then he says over here in another to Ellis, where we see that the language of the of all the people from the Migdal Bovel were changed. That was their punishment. They were spread out, and each one had a different language. They didn't communicate with each other, or the chule. So he says, what's it to Ellis? Amagiyam is asipur. L'yashe b'nafshoseinu emunas chidush o'ilam. To be meyashiv in our nefesh, chidush the emuna in Hashem is the creator. Ula hosir hasofek she'efshe she'esupak, and to remove the sofek that could enter our minds. Eich yitochin she'iu me'av echod l'shoynes mischalfim k'moishes zochanu b'parshas Bereishis. How could it be if there's one Father, if there's one creation? Hashem created the world, and He created one person, and now He got so many languages. But one family speak one language, and all of a sudden there's 70 languages. What's going on over here? It might create a suffix. V'nosan im zeh hasiba loma hoiso metzios haloshonas mischalfim v'inu anoshi. And he explains, well, this is a special hashgocha that Hashem made it that way. So the reason that this happened, or the benefit, I don't know the reason, but a toyelis that we get from the fact that there are, this the Torah tells us about Hashem spreading out them into 70 different languages, or however many different languages, and not communication, and so many different languages all over the world, is to be mechazik emuna. Hashem did it that way. It was a special event. It's not natural. Hashem created Adam. There was one person. There was one creation. There was one language. It was actually the Loshon HaKodesh. Many people have written books to show how all the languages emanate from Loshon HaKodesh, but that's beyond what I know anything about. But so Lamaisa, but this idea now, how much of a suffix is it creating? Okay, people speak different languages. After a while, you know, things happen. They change this. They misunderstood. You hear some people, their parents speak a language. They learn that language, and then they don't get it so well. They're not so good at languages. Many languages could come out. What's that? Apel atzuma now already. Chidush ha'olam is in question. Emunas chidush ha'olam. It sounds like. Even when there's room for any possibility of a question, it bothers me, this question. I don't think it's such a big question. People have all kinds of questions. But how could it be so many languages if Hashem created one person? Oh, you know, that's really, I'm becoming an apikoros. I'm losing my emuna. It sounds like that the Torah wanted, and the benefit from this parasha is, that no matter how slight, or I don't know, maybe it's a little more than slight, but that we have to do everything we can to maintain the emuna in its fullest, and to allow any suffik, hasuffik, lohosir hasuffik, she is supak. It's possible, not necessarily so logical, not necessarily so prevalent, but it's possible. That we're mechuyev to remove, because we have to keep that emuna intact. So I just thought that we should take a few minutes to be misboinen on what our achrayus is, or on another aspect of our achrayus in the terrible, tragic situation in which we find ourselves. Now, someone asked me before, you're going to talk about this, the matzav in Eretz Yisrael again, like it's people are getting a little tired. You know, I respect that. And I don't think we have a right to get tired on their cheshbon when they're in such trouble. But okay, I could hear that. Abul Amaisa, This is another angle. We have to be mechazik ourselves. We can't allow cholila that when we see tragedy, we see a massacre, we see so many, I mean, we don't see, we don't know how many people right now are suffering in captivity. Yeah, they put up one lady there who's talking how wonderful it is. We all know about that. Those who are old a little bit remember yet the Patty Hearst days when, kidnappers do and how they twist your mind and they make you think that it's this, or they put you up to it, or they hold a gun to you. They got all their tricks. So, but the mice is so much suffering and so much loss of life. And it's something that can shake us up. And we have a specific responsibility to be mechazik ourselves, to realize that tzur tomi poloi, the chol deroch of mishpot, keil emuna ve'ein ovel, tzadik ve'yosher hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no avlus. Lahagid ki yosher Hashem tzuri v'lo yavlos aboy. Everything is perfect. Everything Hashem does in the world is perfect. We don't always understand it, okay? Do we have to try to understand it? I think sometimes we have to try a little bit to have some way of coping with it, but that's not the issue. But we have to be machazik, ani ma'amin be'emuna shleimo, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam controls everything, ani ma'amin be'emuna shleimo, that if Chazal tell us, kol ma'ade over rachmono letav ovid, then I know that's true. And imam in be'emunah shleima shehakadosh baruch hu is rachum v'chanun and erech apayim v'rav chesed v'emes no yitzeh chesed la'alofim no yitzeh ovoim v'fesh v'chato v'nake. Yes, there's confusion. Okay, it's hard sometimes to understand. The moshel that's given, and I don't believe it should be given to non ma'aminim because it's a little trite. But certainly we should keep it in perspective. And that is, it's like this tapestry. It's a beautiful needlepoint. When you're upstairs, you see the whole connection. You see everything. See which neshamas had to come into this world, how long of a mission they had, how much time they're supposed to spend here, what one has interacted with the other, which neshamas had to come back because they didn't complete their mission. Everything is very clear. And down here, from the other side, all we see is the threads that are hanging down, which look just very hefker and very, very just arbitrary, and you know, not a logical sequence or a beautiful tapestry by the least. And we have to realize that we are limited in what we see, but we have to do everything we can, both to recognize that Hatsur Tomim Po'oloi, the whole droch of Mishpot. All of his ways are mishpot. Keil emuna ve'ein ovel. There's no ovel b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, even though it looks to us so overwhelmingly. How could you understand that? Tzadik ve'yosher hu. That's critical. And also we have to make sure that we can't let anything shake the emuna. And besides just the repeating and recognizing and remembering and refocusing on the fact that Hashem is the Kol Yochol and He's the Ov HaRachamon who's Merachim Oleinu and a Kol Mada Ov HaRachamon Letavovit. But I think that also we have to realize something else. The Rabbeinu Bechaya writes in Parshas Kisetze, in the Mitzvah of Makeh, that before a person comes into this world, his entire life is shown to him. Everything, every detail, every minute detail, from beginning to end. And he sees it, and he appreciates it, and he agrees to it, and he signs off on it. Because from that perspective, he sees that everything is good. Ay, Gewalt, what are you talking about? In this world, is this and that and the other thing? No, I signed off on it over there. Because there's another perspective, and from that perspective, I see that it's good. And I think that we have to try to do things like this to make sure that we don't lose anything. Because even though we know, but ever so slight, lahosir hasofek sheefsher seyusupak, one could be shaken for a moment. We have to recognize that we can't let that happen. We have to recognize that Hashem has a cheshbon for everything. We have to recognize that there are no accidents. We have to recognize that even when something seems so coincidental that there could be a massive destruction, a massacre to a group of people, But that's all people that came together. Person has a mission in this world. He fulfills his mission. His tie has a time when he has to go. And some people that don't fulfill their mission, they get an opportunity to die in something that is or may ain a kiddush Hashem and the zeicher to eternal Gan Eden, eternal bliss. And we don't understand. But we have to realize we don't understand, and we have to work on ourselves. But there's also something interesting. Before Hashem reveals to Eiv, after 38 prokim of struggling with what happened to him in his life, his suffering, Hashem tells him finally, Eifo Yisub Yosti Oretz, you know, where were you when I created the world? You can't possibly understand the whole situation. You don't see the whole picture. But the pasuk before, Rashi explains that he hints to him that it's going to be good again. He's going to have his children. He's going to have his children. He's going to have his wealth back. He's going to have his health back. And it seems only then did he have the strength to be able to cope with the fact that he doesn't understand. And I think that we have to also, if we can muster the strength to know that Hashem is going to help, and we're going to see a Yeshua, and whether it's the final Geula, the Geula Shleimo, or whether it's just going to be Yeshua's and great things that will happen to Klal Yisrael, that we have to be able to find that strength also, because that will help us to cope with the fact that we don't understand what's going on. And I would just like to mention one more thing. In Haftorah, in this parsha, in Parshas Noach, we find the pasuk Berega Koten Azavtich Uvarachamim Gidoyle Makabtzech. And the Radak over there seems to be bothered. Berega Koten, for a split moment, a mere moment, I have forsaken you, and with great mercy I'll gather in the exiles. He says, what's the Rega Koten? The Golus is long and bitter. You know, it was even by the Radak's time. And he says that when we'll see the Rachmi Dishmaya, then all of the suffering of the Golus will appear like a Rega Koten. Rachmi Dishmaya, Hashem's Rachamim, is so exciting, is so warming, is so consoling, it creates such is karbus Lashem, that creates such a simcha sachaim, such an appreciation for all the chesed Hashem, to the extent that in retrospect we'll look back and say, ah, we suffered for a moment or two. There was a rega koten. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help that we should be zoiche to see such rachmi d'shmaya, and should see such rachmi d'shmaya tekef umiyad. So that hashto ba'golo bizman koriv, and we should be zeiche to that rachamim, and that rachamim should be able to heal retroactively all of the wounds and all of the suffering, and it should appear in our eyes if it was as if it was only a rega koton.